From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Chris Faulkner, reading Betrayal by Karen Fenech. Chapter 1. England, 1122.
Lord Ranulph is through the gate, m'lady, and our men won't be able to hold him off much longer.
Through the gate meant Ranulph was minutes away from entering the keep. Her small force had put up a valiant fight, holding Ranulph and his knights off for almost 2 days. And once he was inside, Catherine closed her eyes.
M'lady.
Catherine focused on Sir Guy, commander of her guard. He stood at the foot of the bed where Catherine lay, propped against pillows, cuddling the boy that she had delivered 3 hours earlier. Any word from Delorean? She asked softly. Sir Guy shook his head slowly. When Ranulph had first attacked, Catherine had sent a messenger to Nicholas Delorean, asking for aid. Delorean's keep was half a day's ride from her own, and her message had been urgent. Delorean would have arrived here by now, if he were coming.
It was never certain Delorean would heed your call, Lady Catherine, and we could wait no longer.
Nay, she had not been certain that Nicholas would come. But she had hoped. She and Sir Guy had come up with a plan if Delorean did not render aid. And in keeping with it, Sir Guy now stood garbed as a peasant. He was right. They could wait no longer for Delorean. Catherine ran her fingertips over the peach fuzz that covered her son's pink scalp. Tears blurred her vision of him. His very existence as heir to Stanfield would condemn him to death.